Whatever Works for Work. Written by Demery. Read by Opalsong. Fandom My Hero Academia. Rating, teen and up. Relationship, Aizawa Shota, Yagi Toshinori. Also tagged for light bondage, Aizawa teasing, self-care, and massage. This is part 4 of the Bandages and Bravado series. The next few days, Aizawa was actually, literally, officially, undeniably teasing him. The casualties were small but significant. A pencil crushed to smithereens when Aizawa leaned over his shoulder in the classroom, chest pressing against the bulging back of his hero form in order to point out a potential filing error on the equipment request he was filling out. A door handle he broke when Aizawa flicked his back as he passed in the hall, reminding him to hurry up to the presentation room for another one of President Mike's pitches on who knew what. A stain on the staff room floor, where he dropped his tea, in a styrofoam cup this time, thankfully, after the younger hero leaned out of a huddle of Midnight and President Mike to ask him if he wanted to go drinking with them that night. He had to politely bow out, citing chores that needed doing, but also warning the three not to overdo it, to which they responded with debauched, gleeful laughter. Well, President Mike and Midnight had. Aizawa just watched him over his friend's shoulders, a small, private smirk on his face. He would slouch into the staff room on break and sit directly next to Toshinori on the couch, thigh flush to his despite a meter of empty green corduroy real estate. The older hero's body heat skyrocketed, and he had to leave before the flush reached his face and gave whatever this was away. Or before he lost his hero form in the middle of class just because Aizawa was actually watching him intently, leaning on his desk with his cheek in his hand, as he spoke about the value of open communication in an impromptu fight earlier that year that involved several different hero agencies. Good job. Aizawa gave him a firm, familiar pat on the back on the way out, and crack! There went another damn door handle. At this point, he was just waiting for a bill from the school for all the damages, and he wondered if he could just forward it to his co-teacher. It was all his fault. All Might expected something to have changed between them after their relaxation session, but not this. He had even been prepared for Aizawa to lord it over him for a little while, smug that his idea had worked and he'd gotten the symbol of peace to submit, or something indulgent like that. Instead, he felt the other man's eyes on him, intrigued, more often in the last week than in all the months they had worked together before, and it plainly made him want to curl up into a ball and hide underneath the desk. Not from fear, surprisingly, but just, it was a lot. It made him feel strange things. The core question remained, who was this man and what did he want? But over time, Toshinori began to think about that night more and more. There was something there, he realized, as the days went by and his muscles slowly tightened back up again. He wanted to go back to the space and place and feeling. To be tied up? Oh my. He fanned his face, got in knots. Who was he anymore? Look at it this way, he cajoled whatever was left of his ego or sanity. Whatever it was, it worked. He had slept like a dog that night, and his back was royally screwed up from Aizawa spooking him 5 times a day. The oddly specific irony of which he wasn't quite jaded enough to see yet. It had really helped, and he finally admitted, he needed the help. So he went for it before he could think about it, which had worked for about 99% of his life. Later that night, All Might charged into the staff room in full hero form and clapped his big hand down on Aizawa's shoulder, where he sat at the computer terminal. The rein slung around Aizawa's neck rose an inch in reflex, hair visibly prickling up. Perfect. Aizawa-sensei! He boomed in his best hero voice. Why are you still here at your computer? Aren't your eyes dry? It's nearly 9! The battles of the day have been fought, and the children are in bed. Let's go relax together. He brandished a huge thumbs up, more for the benefit of Cementos watching disinterestedly from the corner, than the slight man beneath his palm. He had counted on having an audience to keep the exchange, the shameful request, in purely subtextual terms. Perhaps even embarrassing the younger hero into acquiescing without a fuss. He should have learned right now not to turn his attention away from a razorhead, or to expect a sense of shame. Aizawa looked up, and the gleefully spooky grin he gave from the shadows of his hair made Toshinori break out in a sweat. Backfired. Why, oh why, had he not learned to not provoke this man?
Your place or mine, All Might-sama.
A line of blood streaked over Toshinori's lips. Shit. That night began the same way as the first, but this time he made sure to choke down the glass of water beforehand. Toshinori could have sworn the younger man looked pleased with himself, but as he made to stand up to begin, Aizawa motioned him back down again. He said that he didn't like the stress of keeping his body suspended with the reins. It gave him a headache. Toshinori thought the change had a little more to do with the thin frown that haunted Aizawa's face as he inspected his wrists from last time. He clearly didn't like the light scabbing that had resulted from the torque of the full-body suspension. Having Aizawa's dark, exacting eyes pore over his arms like they were ancient scrolls or thrown bones, Toshinori felt an unexpected burst of dual gratefulness and anxiety to be in the hands of such a skilled engineer. Then they began. He busily rolled his shirt sleeves back down over his skeletal arms, took a deep breath, and promised himself he would remain totally calm this time, which worked until the reins reared up like snakes and captured his calves and ankles, yanking his legs apart with zero decorum. Whoa! His arms came next, this time fastened together at the wrists in front of his chest, stiff reins tightening with a more cautious curl. Too tight? Toshinori looked at his wrists and ankles and swallowed. He remembered his promise to himself and shook his head, leaned into it. Good, Aizawa said, after he checked the tightness himself. Now, clearly, openly pleased with himself. Or Toshinori? It was hard to tell. Now, what do you want? This again? All Might's first instinct told him that the younger man was vying to embarrass him, but then he remembered the speed and deftness with which he drew away. Asked, confirmed, didn't touch. It was sincere. He just wanted to know. Toshinori grimaced to himself, but tightened it into a smile as he looked up at the other man. What you were doing last time was very good, with my back. Aizawa's brow jumped up, something vaguely disappointed in his expression.
You want to be touched?
Yes, Toshinori agreed, startled. Why was he startled? If you want to put it like that.
Aizawa turned. When was the last time you were touched? Outside this room, I mean.
All Might stuttered, abruptly flexing against the reins. They pulsed on his wrists, like they were reacting to his discomfort and feeding his struggle right back to him, until he consciously stilled himself. He exhaled. The other man's tone wasn't chiding, but...
You don't have to answer.
He didn't. He didn't want to think about the last time he was honestly touched before this. Less a who issue and more a when issue. His mouth twitched in a dry smile. Bandages and bulging sutures didn't really draw an audience interested in kissing and touching, or even long talks.
Do you want this?
He looked up. Aizawa had a bright blue tie knotted into a makeshift blindfold, hanging from the tip of his long finger. He didn't know Aizawa owned ties, and his mouth dropped open for a few reasons. Mostly the sultry romance novel implications. His fellow instructor lifted the finger and spun the tie in a lazy circle.
It helps take you down another level. One less sense to marshal. You look like you need it.
Toshinori shut his mouth and thought about it for a moment. It all tangled, and he just nodded. If Aizawa thought it was a good idea... He bowed his head meekly, and the blindfold flopped onto his hair, just barely sagging into one eye. He heard Aizawa chuckle and raised his head to help as the other man tugged it down over his face and eyes, receiving a chastising flick to the ear.
Stop. I'm in charge right now.
The instructor's voice was unexpectedly warm and amused, though his fingers were rough in tightening the blindfold. Something jolted in Toshinori's body, and he flexed his feet anxiously, trying to disperse it. He couldn't get excited this early, especially because he wasn't sure what exactly was causing the electric ripple in his gut. Vision blacked out. He listened intently as Aizawa drew away and tried to guess what would happen. Something rustled in front of him, brushing his ankle, and his hands were taken gently from his lap and rubbed. Toshinori sighed immediately at the contact and pressure. Aizawa's strong hands worked the calloused pads of his huge palms down each of his crooked fingers, squeezing until they were pleasantly sore.
You're a mess, the younger man griped from knee level. What are you doing to yourself?
The computer lab is the one enemy I will never vanquish, Toshinori whispered, and Aizawa grunted like he couldn't agree more. They spent a moment in silence, Toshinori's body warming gently as Aizawa's hands worked him into goo again. He started to drift, cradled by the mindful tension of the reins and the luxurious give of the couch. It was a very nice couch indeed, and the relaxation was even more profound than the first time.
You realize there was nothing attached to that email you sent earlier?
Really? Toshinori tried to feel his usual spike of work anxiety, but he couldn't. Right here, right now, there was nothing he could do about it. He smiled faintly.
Amazing. You need to get one of the students to teach you how to use a mouse.
Aizawa chided him, and it soothed both of them, bringing a hypnotic, familiar comfort to the extremely abnormal situation.
Do you want your fingers popped?
No. It doesn't feel good to me. They talked about incredibly normal things, and in between, Toshinori was gladly tricked into laundry listing the things he did and did not like. The older hero drifted, simply being touched and grounded, and then those hard hands started rubbing up his arms. He hummed contentedly, and didn't even blush, he was so deep. It was only when Aizawa's hands started working up his legs, squeezing and releasing the muscles in torturously slow ways, that the delicious tingles started to drift and intensify. Perhaps worse than realizing it after the fact, Toshinori realized he could feel his body responding more and more in certain ways that he really didn't want it to, and a sudden worry split his haze. But still, those hands methodically squeezing his thighs. Then he could feel himself getting harder by the second, so he started tapping his foot at the end of the bindings, willing it to go away. "Stop it," Aizawa's voice came through the dark curtly, accompanied with a twitch of the bandages. Toshinori dearly wished he could, and tried with all his might to banish the offending reaction, and then squeaked when Aizawa efficiently pinned his foot under his knee. Oh, that. It didn't solve the problem. His whole self was the problem now. He could only sit in agony for a few more seconds before the words started pouring out. I'm sorry, he stammered, blushing, acutely aware of the heat of his erection just inches away from Aizawa's hands. I can't. It's not. Don't think about me, the younger hero ordered. But it didn't work this time. He was thinking about Aizawa, but maybe not in the way he assumed. He was very handsome, after all, and All Might had notoriously bad timing concerning his brain catching up to things his body already knew. Undaunted, his personal masseuse-slash-captor continued to rub his legs. But there was less and less purchase as Toshinori was retracting into a self-conscious mess. From behind his blindfold, he heard Aizawa sigh dramatically. Your type worships your body, the way it knows what to do or moves on its own or whatever. But when it tells you it needs rest or healing or sex, you ignore it. Bruise it harder just for asking. Irritating. That definitely brought his mind off of his duplicitous body. Toshinori frowned, at a loss. It was a legitimate criticism, and what was more distressing, he didn't really have an answer for it. It's what we inherited, what we were taught. And you wonder why I teach, Aizawa snorted, bitter. Toshinori cautiously leaned back and considered that for a moment, still humming with nerves as the younger hero reached up and resumed kneading the knots out of his hands. It was a little more comfortable than his legs, in one way, but it was still directly on top of his potential problem. Aizawa-kun, he said hesitantly after a moment, shifting to sit upright. Then the potential problem became a very real problem, as the warmth of Aizawa's palms dropped from his own to rest lightly against the uppermost crease of his thigh. Toshinori bit down hard on his tongue, heat gushing up his neck. Do you want to stop? Came the question, right on time. The hard line of his erection was a hair's breadth from Aizawa's warm hand. All Might bit at his own cracked lips. The reassuring pressure of the reins and the visual blackout was all that kept him from panicking, and he had to wonder at this space created by this man and his solid, sensual energy. What was actually happening? He wasn't that dumb. Was there any other way to read this? When your body needs rest or sex or... But his nerves got the better of him. That, and the sharp knowledge of how thin his legs were under the other hero's calloused hands. Cut with desperate tendons. Sickly. He lowered his head. Aizawa, his presumably heterosexual co-worker and an accomplished hero, surely had higher standards than that. Yes, thank you, he made himself say. I would like to be released now. Immediately the hands drew away. Okay. Off came the bindings, followed by the blindfold. It was abrupt and tidy, and when his vision and mobility were restored, Aizawa was already walking towards the kitchen. Maybe for another beer. Toshinori miserably caught his breath and stood with care, holding his jacket to his lap in some distant embarrassment. He hadn't ruined anything, had he? The younger hero kept his back to him, asking him over his shoulder if he was good to go, and how he felt. But it seemed a little strained. Toshinori thanked him with a bow and said he'd be on his way. He paused at the door, hastily buttoning his jacket over the front of his pants. He wanted to say something to soften the abrupt ending of that night, mind searching for what he knew of the other man besides his exquisite ability to bind and captivate, the careful strength of his hands. "Maybe next time I can bring some beer as a thank you?" He gulped a little as he realized he just assumed there would be a next time. "Not too dark," the other man mumbled, still standing at his counter with one hand worked into his dark tangles. All Might frowned after him, but closed the door, pausing to collect himself and check his beltline, before striding off into the night, wondering how much a taxi was at this hour, as well as who the hell he was. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!